So this event is National Youth Servitude Training. So it's a so-called NYST. So it's different from NYTS, right? Because it's a servitude training, not theological training. We come here, actually, we come here because of the recommendation of our local church. You come here with a very important purpose, which is you are the future pillar of the church. So as a youth recommended by the church, we are supposed to, as the workers of the church. So that's why our GA holds this kind of training program every 2 years to give this opportunity, everyone get together to encourage one another to learn how to serve, how to become a faithful and mighty worker of the church. Because in the future, the holy work will be in our hands. So whether we can continue in this beautiful work based on the solid foundation of Jesus and the teachings of the apostles and prophets, so we can continue to grow and to develop our church, rely on the Holy Spirit. And we also become matured in our spirituality. So we have a very clear goal to put our best for the Lord. But at the same time, we have to make sure our servitude will be accepted by the Lord. So in order to make our servitude become effective, also accepted by the Lord, we do need this kind of training. Because without learning from the Word, we may pop up in our heart. The more we serve, maybe the more proud we have, and the more astray of the church may be laid by our hands. So it's very important, very crucial. So this kind of seminar and training, if we come in with a right attitude, we really know what we are going to learn and what we are going to serve in the church. We do need to use these 4 days from today until next Monday at noon. We have about 3 days together to learn how to serve. So at this moment, we have only part of our youth join, because today is Friday, it's not a holiday, so some youth are still in their work or maybe on the way to join. But in this event, it's also a good chance for us to develop our mutual understanding among every other local church. Because we do have our youth group in some churches, we do have a more organized youth organization or youth group. But some, maybe because of less of the membership, or maybe we do have enough manpower to organize our youth group. But this is a kind of a foundation for the future church work. Because after we participate in the youth group, we did the Bible study or any other kind of the holy work, it's a process to prepare ourselves, become a worker, to serve for the entire church. So this is also a very important opportunity to know each other, so we can, in the future, we can support one another, even though we may in different location, but we can really to support other areas as well. So it's very important, so you know other youth and how they are working. So this is why NYST is just become a platform, as a channel for every youth to learn from one another. So for this NYST, we do have a theme as a voice in the wilderness. So basically, we are going to learn John the Baptist. Right? If you see the title, you know what we are going to learn. We are going to learn from John the Baptist. And as we learn, we do the New Testament, we know who John the Baptist is. Right? And how he became a voice only. And how he prepared himself even before his servitude. From beginning, when he was still in his mother's womb, Bible says he was filled with the Holy Spirit. It's very important, and from that point on until the birth of John the Baptist, then we can see how he step by step prepare himself, really become only a voice. But this voice is so brave, is so important to prepare a way for Jesus Christ and prepare a people, a group of people really can receive this word of the heavenly kingdom. And then eventually it became this is a foundation to build this apostolic church. And today we can see this pattern and continue in TJC now. So hopefully this NYST can equip every one of us become really like John the Baptist. He is so humble, but at the same time, he is so brave. He is so mighty to rebuke and to deliver the voice of the truth. So let's turn to Luke chapter 1. Luke chapter 1, verse 15. Luke chapter 1, verse 15. For he shall be great in the sight of the Lord, and should drink neither wine nor strong drink, and that he shall be filled with the Holy Spirit, even from his mother's womb. 16. And many of the children of Israel shall be turned to the Lord their God. 17. And he shall go before him in the spirit and the power of Elijah, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. So this is the message from the angel. The angel appeared to Zechariah, John's father, and informed him what is going to happen, and what this child will bring the big change to the entire Israel. And his work actually is related to the whole human being. At least at that time, all the Jews in that area, they all heard the voice of John. And this is the beginning. The angel already said, he shall be great in the sight of the Lord. The great, not because he is somebody, but on the other hand, he become nobody because he know he is going to decrease, but Lord Jesus will increase. Right? So in John chapter 3, verse, I think, John verse maybe 30, he, at the end, after his servitude, after he prepared a way for Jesus, then he recognized himself, I will decrease, but Jesus will increase. So he is not going to grab or store any glory from Jesus. Rather, he give up all he has. He knows Jesus is the one. Jesus is the Christ. He is the Savior. But John himself, he said, I am just nothing. I am just a voice. After I spoke, and then I disappeared. That's how this so touched attitude to serve in the Lord. And then, as the angel said, he shall be great in the sight of God. So in our servitude, we have to always remember, if we can be considered by the Lord, say we are great, not because we have accomplished anything, but we really come out with the right attitude. And because of the fullness of the Holy Spirit, we know what we're supposed to do. And we know our Lord. We just to do the work which we're supposed to serve, because we are a servant only. We are not the master. So everything we can see from the example of John, he just really do his own part. He understand what he is. He just a voice. And then, even though he has accomplished so many work, when he faced the persecution, when he was imprisoned and waiting to be persecuted, to be killed, after he heard the voice of Jesus, he settled his heart. Yes, this is what he's supposed to end, to end of his life, because he already finished his part and let everything in the hand of Jesus. So at the end of the John, his life, we can see how he is so peacefully face his end of life, right? So in Matthew chapter 11, let's turn to Matthew 11. Matthew 11, verse 2. Now, when John had heard in the prison the word of Christ, he sent two of his disciples and said to them, are you he who shall come, or do we look for another? This is a messenger. These two messengers sent by John to see Jesus. They ask, are you the one who should come? Meaning the Christ. Or do we look for another? But Jesus just answered the messenger, very simple message. You just return and said to John, the blind receive their sight, the lame walk, the leper are cleansed, and the deaf hear, the deaf are raised up, and the poor has the gospel preached to them. And blessed is he whoever shall not be offended in me. So in this passage, we can just see how John, he just accept what Jesus said. In the Bible, we can see John, he continued in the prison until he was beheaded. Without any complaint or without any murmuring, say, how come I have to end my life in this way? So shameful, so pitiful, so sad, right? No, he just accept whatever he has, because he come up with the right attitude. He know what he's supposed to, and this is what God's will in his life. So he accept. He's so calm and peaceful in his whole life. So in this NYST, we are going to learn from John. How are we going to really accept and understand ourselves, that our servitude, whatever we serve, is at the hand of God? And as long as we are not going to offense in Jesus, someone may consider, how come I serve the Lord wholeheartedly, but God doesn't bless me? Because we do find out a very sad example in the church. One youth, he used to be very zealous, very firm, in serving the Lord, to preach the gospel, you know, to visit our members. But at the same time, his concept somehow is not biblical, not according to Bible. So he expect the more I work for Jesus, I supposed to receive more blessings. So my career, my family, my children must be even healthier, or I have more prosperous in my career. But unfortunately, God gave him a very tough challenge to try, want to make him even grow stronger, but he misunderstood the purpose of Jesus. Because he still, the more he served for the Lord, the problem of child remained. His career sees a lot of obstacles. He cannot just receive what he wants. And his family, his marriage also face a challenge. But after this kind of different trial came upon him, then very sad, he gave up. He just disappeared from the church. Even though he came out beginning very, very firm, very zealous, but it's not a real, because he doesn't have a right attitude. So we want to avoid this similar situation happen among our youth. We want to make sure everyone, when we serve, in the future, you definitely will face a lot of challenges, because people may say something to you, right? And people may disagree what you have done. Even though you serve with a very pure heart, you really come out your love to serve. But people don't get it, and how are you going to face? It's very important. The more we equip ourselves, and the more we can endure the hardship, and then we can continue to serve to the end. Not just a short period of time when we are in the youth, but continue when we become 30s, 40s, until we finish our journey. So this voice, we are going to elaborate in these 3 days to learn in depth about servitude. Also, during these 3 days, we are going to, in the morning, at least for this, until Monday, these 4 mornings, we encourage everyone to fast and pray. It's very important, because this is a group goal. Fast and prayer, because we want to receive power. Just like John, he is the voice, right? He recognized, he know himself, just a voice. But even though just a voice, he not consider, okay, even because I'm just a voice, so I'm not important, so it doesn't matter what I can finish. No, he really put a weight in his life. He wanted to receive power. So that's why when he started to preach the gospel, you can see the John really disciplined himself a lot. Let's turn to Matthew 11. Continue to see verse 18. For John came neither eating nor drinking, and they say he has a devil. John, you can see from this verse, John the Baptist, he fast and pray a lot. What? Why? Why he neither eating nor drinking? Because he wanted to receive power, right? He understand he can accomplish nothing without the power of the Holy Spirit, without the help of the Lord. Even until to the stage, people consider, oh, he has a devil. He is a demon possessor. Why? Because he's just abnormal. He just refuse to drink and eat. Why? Because he wanted to receive the power. We can see how often John the Baptist, he fast and pray. in the wilderness, he have a very simple life. So he has not learned much of good, delicious dishes to enjoy. So he just disciplined himself, maintained a very simple lifestyle, and he spent times in prayer to receive this fullness of Holy Spirit. Because from beginning, God already gave him the promise. He will be filled with Holy Spirit. Then after he came into this world, then he continued to pursue this kind of the promise. So the more he pray and fasting, we can see actually in John, he just say he stay in the wilderness, and then he is strong in the spirit. He is strong in spirit related to how he fasted and prayed. Also, this NYST, we also want to encourage everyone really use this time as a group. We set up a common goal to fast and pray. We pray for one another. We pray for our youth group. Pray for our every individual of our every local church. Also intercede for one another, because we have to serve as a group, as a TJC, a big family at the house of God. We do need everyone to work together with a united heart, and then we set up the common goal to strive for this gospel, to make a church even stronger than before. After we receive this baton in our hand, we can continue this beautiful work and make our church even strong and more glorious for the Lord. But at the same time, we understand ourselves. We will decrease, but the Lord will increase. And then we become the great worker of the Lord. So with this in mind, let's pray. Let's come over and pray together. So may the Lord guide this NYST of 2013, so everyone can be edified and really be ready to serve. Let's pray. Let's come over.